Pakistan is turning into a major war zone. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to dive into that, as well as this shocking news that the U.S. military is going to release some pretty salacious photos of supposed prisoner abuse in Iraq and Afghanistan, what could be considered to be by some the technique. So here we go. Again, this on the heels of what's happening with Gitmo and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in particular in the 183 times that he was waterboarded. So that should be great for our relationship in the Middle East with our troops, by the way, serving there right now. So talk about being spread thin. Now you got to cover Pakistan, Afghanistan, and you can't abandon Baghdad yet at this point, right? We'll have more follow-up to the Craigslist killer. In fact, the police, yeah, light bulb moment, decided to put their own ad on Craigslist to see if they could trap the Craigslist killer. I have the details on that. Also, Jay Leno in the hospital. He checked into the hospital. I'll tell you what that's all about as well. And Newsweek had an interesting story, a pretty good source. They've got a Somalia leader who actually gives some directions on how to fight those awful pirates that are causing the mayhem in the Indian Ocean off the coast of Somalia. And, of course, it's very profitable for these young guys when they're netting $150 million a year. I see a boat out there on the horizon. Let's jump in our dinghy. Let's get our hooks. And let's get on board with our AK-47s because they're only going to try to rubber hose us to death so we know we have them. So some details on how to fight back, because remember, we still have this pirate conspiracy nonsense going on, and what's the response to that? So let's see. We could have U.S. warships in the Indian Ocean, all those troops in three different areas of the Middle East. Man, we have a voluntary military, right? I don't even think it's fair to use the word spread thin. It's more than spread thin. Also, we're going to hit sports shorts, which means we're going to check in on those NBA playoff games, as there was a plethora of them on Thursday and then some coming up on Friday as well. And on the ice, sorry, I know so many people don't like hockey. I love hockey. So we're going to dive into hockey, too, in sports shorts. But first, let's start with Pakistan. If you remember, it was just the other day where Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that Pakistan was absolutely an insurgent threat.
I do want to talk about Pakistan, which I think poses a mortal threat to the security and safety of our country and the world. And I want to take this occasion in this public forum to state unequivocally that not only do the Pakistani government officials, but the Pakistani people and the Pakistani diaspora, many of whom are extremely successful Americans here in academia, business, the professions, and so much else, need to speak out forcefully against a policy that is ceding more and more territory to the insurgents, to the Taliban, to Al-Qaeda, to the allies that are in this terrorist syndicate.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the photographs from Pakistan are pretty nasty at this point. There's no question that the Taliban has rallied, and they could easily take the regime down. I mean, it's more than increasing alarm at this point, because the advance is on, the full court press is on in Pakistan. You know, the Pakistani government, at this point, they have to take action against these extremist idiots, the Taliban. They have to. And if they don't, what does that do to the partnership with the U.S.? The one thing Clinton said there is obviously there are Pakistani people in academia. She's right, all over our country. And then you have to think about what happens with the United States as well, with the strategy of being there on that border area in Afghanistan. So when you have, when you trot out Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary, and he says, the news over the past several days is very disturbing. Really? I think there's other words you could have used. Extremely concerned? I don't think so. This is hell on wheels in Pakistan, and could have rippling effects across the Middle East. Not could have, will have rippling effects. I'm correcting myself. So, of course, Obama powwows with Clinton and Biden and a slew of others. The Richard Holbrooke, who is the special rep in that region. And, man, they got to act fast on what to do with Pakistan. They talked to the Pakistani president, the foreign minister. But these guys, do they want to press against the Taliban? That's the thing. It shows you the reach of the Taliban. Of course they don't. They don't want to be beheaded. They're concerned with their own livelihood, with the people around them. You know, Pakistani leaders are certain to recognize the threat, right? But they're not taking any actions. They're not doing anything to stabilize their country. And how important is it to stabilize Pakistan? I'm going to say it again. I said it last hour in case you missed it. Look at a map and you see where Pakistan is and Afghanistan is. And then you look at the government in Islamabad. There's going to be no partnership whatsoever with the United States, obviously, if the Taliban reigns supreme. And, yeah, we should be more than anxious. It's abundantly clear, absolutely crystal clear, that the military leadership is falling down and the civilian leadership is falling down there. What should the United States do at this point? What, you know, what should the U.S.'s response be? Try to press forward and come up with a save? Because right now, the Pakistani military is focused away from, or has been focused partially, on the border with India, which would be their main adversary, traditionally anyway, right? But it's got to be in the West now. We're talking Taliban and Al-Qaeda. You can't force the Pakistanis to play this hand out. You can't force them to redouble their efforts in that area. But it's pretty darn obvious. If they don't, the government's going to fall. And it is a changing atmosphere, baby. And do I think it's going to fall? I think it's going to fall. Coming up later in this show, in case you didn't hear it, we're going to have a conversation with Jed Babin, and he talks about, obviously, the severity of Pakistan. It's more than all hell breaking loose, and it will certainly be hell for the people that are over there representing the United States. So you got a changing situation, the change of the government, the whole thing, and you know what that means. Is it, are we lending assistance to Pakistan? Are we shoring things up? Because this situation is moving pretty fast. In fact, I think we could see it go into the weekend, and who knows, ultimately by Sunday, where things stand. It's that serious. What do you think, America? Back off Pakistan because they won't help themselves? They're afraid of the Taliban? Or jump in full throttle? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back.
I'm no fear monger, America, but I'll tell you what, at the rate we're going, between is it torture? Was it just special interrogation techniques to get information we needed to thwart attacks? Should we have a commission? Should we not have a commission? Should we build up the CIA or tear these guys down so they don't want to even work for the CIA anymore? Wait till Jed Babin comes on. Pretty juicy stuff that's coming up later in the show in case you missed it. But there is a good chance we might be hearing chants like this soon in the United States a little bit more. Can we hit that again? I'm probably going to get hate mail. If you want to send hate mail or nice mail, you can send it to americatonight.net. Senator Kit Bond had an interesting thing to say about the administration, and of course this is all the stuff related to torture and where we're headed. And here's what he had to say.
I'm saying that those who want to have public hearings and show trials in the United States Congress, such as may be proposed in the House, would be following tactics that are more appropriate for a banana republic. I don't think the Obama administration wants to say the next time the Republicans get in control, they will have show hearings, trials, and try to institute criminal prosecutions against people who carried out orders of the Obama administration. So I don't think that the president or anybody in the administration wants to be caught in that action. And I think there must be a number of leaders and former leaders of Congress who are pretty nervous about having their authorizations and appropriations questioned as violating the law.
Yeah, and I think he's pretty much dead on in that. Is this what our life is going to consist of? Again, no action, constant reaction, constant, hey, screw you. We did, then that's what it is. You don't want to elect people, and you don't want the perception certainly to be that, okay, now our guys are in, and we're going to go back, and we're going to nail you on everything that we thought was inappropriate, wrong, and criminal. And we're just going to, that's what we're going to tie up our time with. It's like somebody said to me the other day, can you name in this 111th Congress 10 bills that they've passed? Or could you name maybe 10 things that they shelved? And you know what? I could come up with 10 things that they shelved faster than the bills. And that's a sad state of affairs, my friends. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kate. A couple of points. Just really quick back to last night's show or night before. About Jane Harmon, I said she was going to do a Blagojevich because she said to bring it on. Apparently, yeah. Nancy Pelosi knew about these wiretaps. And wait a minute, did you see, I believe that the two Jewish fellows from AIPAC that she was supposedly running interference for, did the Justice Department drop the charges against these guys?
They did.
I think they rescinded the subpoena or whatever it was, the charge. I can't believe this. Let me just say something. This country is run, both Republican and Democrat, is run by an ongoing criminal enterprise. This is what we have. Up in our that's running the country. She's a Democrat. She wanted a chairmanship of this intelligence committee. Nancy Pelosi knew what was going on. Now they dropped the charges against the guys they were investigating because she's caught up in this. This is unbelievable. But that's not the reason why I call. But the American people should know what kind of criminal enterprise is running the country. You mentioned Pakistan. Okay, mm-hmm. We don't have. I'm not. We don't have the resources to go into another sovereign nation, mm-hmm. one that's holding nukes. And if anybody in your audience wants to call me an idiot, go ahead, call me a dope. Read every single terrorism expert out there. The ISI, which is Pakistan's secret police, they are in cahoots with the Taliban, yep. and the leaders of the extremists. They don't want our help. They want to destroy us. So how in God, why should we send billions of dollars? Oh, we have to make sure their nukes are not going anywhere. But it's a no-win situation. We got Afghanistan, Iraq. It's a freaking hornet's nest. And the people that are in charge in Pakistan are in cahoots with the extremists over there. And one other point, because you brought up Guantanamo.
Mm-hmm.
William McGurn wrote a column today, an opinion piece for the Wall Street Journal. Apparently, there's a prison at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, which is exactly the same as Guantanamo. And Obama, he knew about it. He knows about it. He's doing the exact same thing that the Bush administration did.
Well,
the
I
same administration
that.
He wants to condemn. There's a prison over at Bagram Air Base, and a mm-hmm. guy by the name of Glenn Greenwald. I don't know who he is. He writes for Salon. Pretty much, I'm sure it's not a right-wing organization. He said the only way that you can look at Obama in the face and believe that he's changed from the Bush administration is to close your eyes and just click your heels together and just turn away from it. See, Obama is extending the Bush administration's thing on torture. At the same time, he's closing Guantanamo and coming after CIA agents. We have no leadership in this country. People, do you realize what the hell you put in office? But let me say this, Kate, 10 seconds. It doesn't make a difference anymore because by October, the country's finished. There's a fellow that was on a shortwave Christian radio broadcast I listened to, and he's on your friend down the dial, and I won't mention him because it's not fair to you. His name is Gerald Celente. He was the guest. The economy's falling apart. They're going to devalue the dollar, and they're going to use this Mexican drug war and this agreement with Central America to come and take our guns because they know that we're on our way to some type of civil war in this country. So I say, you know what, Kate? I love you to death for giving me all this time. We're finished. We're finished, and it's probably going to happen by October because the currency's going to hell, and we're spread all over the world, and this is nuts. I love you.
I agree. It's nuts. Mark, thanks. Mark, obviously very passionate about his opinion, and we've been talking for years here on America Tonight, and he knows that I feel the same way that he does about guns and protecting our right to bear arms, our constitutional right. And the arguments that are thrown up that are anti-gun don't wash with me because I've seen the opposite effect, and I've talked to enough law enforcement people, too, as to guns and what the access would be if we had no guns. To me, it's like a moot point. And if that did happen, scary times, my friends. And that certainly has people a little bit panicked, which is why you see the run on ammo and the run on like 9mm, et cetera, in trying to go and get guns. Gun shows are packed more than ever, and you can't keep certain bullets on shelves. I already told you about my story last week in deciding to do a little investigating and finding out that it's really true. It's not so easy to get bullets. Even in a place like Texas, which is where I'm broadcasting from, where you can carry a concealed gun, you can get a permit, you can't find some of the ammunition that you need. So people are buying other sorts of ammunition, and it's jamming their guns when they go to the ranges and all that sort of stuff. Now, I don't agree with Mark that I think everything's going to collide, and maybe that's the glasses half full person in me, but I don't think that we're done for, and it's Armageddon in October. But I do think that scary things are happening, and people are blinded by some of the distractions. And he's right, by the way, about the similar place to Gitmo out at Bagram. And there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about it as well. And I think Mark has even brought that up before. So what are we doing here? It's Republican, Democrat, the same thing. What is your government, you know, doing for you? I don't think everybody's a bad guy, but I think that somebody needs to stand up, and they need to start clearing the decks then. And that's why it would be ridiculous to go through this commission, because it's a waste of time and we don't have time. If we are going to plug the gaps so that everything doesn't completely collapse at the seams, then there need to be some people that will stand up and say, we're not going to take this anymore. And I think you're certainly seeing that germinate around the United States by the conversations. Now more than ever, people are talking about things that in some circles you'd never even hear them talk about. The conversation isn't so much about, you know, the desperate housewives and the other things that are going on. It's about what's happening with our country, what's happening with unemployment, what's happening to the dollar. And it is scary to watch the dollar. That's obviously, when you look at the exchange rate and then you look what's happening with other monetary systems, and then, of course, there was the cry to develop a global currency, which I would think would be suicidal for the United States. At some point, you do have to ask yourself, how low can it go? And then Mark is right. When you don't have, if we got to that point, where the dollar already, we don't know how much is printed, and you are literally looking in your wallet and you're holding a fistful of nothing, then he's right. Then it is all done, because there's nothing. It's our monetary system. It's what we use for goods. Imagine what things would be like. I mean, what are we doing? Bartering for food and everything else? He's right. It would be crazy on the streets. But I don't think it's going to come to that. Coming up on the
villain,
flip side,
I say to you now, knock off all that evil!
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
I'm Don Germano with Kmart. We're a proud sponsor of Mott's for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Kmart. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service and proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. Our goal is to ensure all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Bad. We got a Mother Nature break. Earthquakes. Three earthquakes. Did you hear about this? We're going to tell you about it here on America Tonight. Hey, Kate, hanging out with you, as usual, here.
And no doors.
Did the dungeon just come up? No, we don't need a dungeon. We need an earthquake. We had three earthquakes. There it is. Oh, sweet. Matt was on the money there. I mean, although you could throw the dungeon out when you talk about earthquakes. I'm going to let you hear the sound effect for a second. Hit the decks. Luckily, we didn't hear that. Three earthquakes, the largest measuring 4.0, hit Orange County. And that happened late on Thursday. Centered a few miles outside the city of Yorba Linda. And there was also I guess 3.8 happened at about 5 o'clock, then a 4.0, then a 3.0. See, when you get, Californians are used to that. All of a sudden, you feel like something's tugging at you and you get a jolt. Since I lived in California, it happened twice to me and was a novice, a newbie to that territory. It was a weird, it just came and went. It was a weird deal. It was, felt like a rolling kind of feeling. I was in a television newsroom when it happened. I was a reporter anchor and, it was kind of a strange deal. And somebody yelled, "Earthquake!" And then that was it. But these were luckily, as I said, small. Now, they're always concerned about aftershocks, too. And they had some aftershocks. But the epicenter of the first quake was near Yorba Belinda, if we're playing along here. And then the second and the third were 2 miles northeast of the city. So a little bit of rattling, a little bit of windows rattling a little bit. But it's they've had a series of mostly minor earthquakes since March. You know, when you live in California, and anybody listening to me in California, you can attest to this, always people kind of have in the back of their head, could this be it? Could this be the big one? Because for some reason, there's always that thought with those fault lines that eventually there's going to be another big one. Remember, they had the Northridge quake. That was pretty bad. A bunch of people died in that one. And then up north, they had one in the Bay Area that was awful, that ripped apart Oakland, ripped apart a freeway. Lots of people died in that. Of course, it happened during a World Series where you had the A's taking on the Giants, and it felt like the stadium, which was Candlestick, was just going to fall apart. You could see the wobbling and pictures, the wobbling of the various levels, and it was very, very freaky. So that was our Mother Nature break. I say this all the time. Every week when we're on America Tonight, even if it's not completely dramatic and you're sandbagging and you're getting flooded out, or we're talking about downed limbs because of ice, there's always something, baby, always something happening. All right, I mentioned Pakistan and what you think should happen with Pakistan, and Mark said it, and he was completely right, and I said the same thing. I mean, first of all, we're stretched too thin. There's not much you can do, but now you're talking about they're riddled with corruption. That's why moving the military and saying, listen, and that's what happened. The president gets on the phone and says, you have got to get over there on the west side and put your military resources there and forget about that, the side you're covering with India. But the reason, some of the reasons they won't is because of the money that's funneled through the Taliban, and there's so much corruption. Who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? Tough to know in Pakistan. So I think Pakistan falls and just becomes a Taliban territory eventually. How soon that will happen, I don't know. You got Iran to be concerned about, the standoff with Iran, with Ahmadinejad, who I wouldn't trust to save my life. You have Pakistan. We have what's happening in Baghdad, and when is the troop pullout going to begin, and when is Iraq going to be able to sustain completely on its own? And then, of course, you have Afghanistan right there on the border with Pakistan. Lots of problems brewing. I mean, lots of problems. Can you imagine if you say, well, sorry, guys, we got to deploy some more of you again and again and again? I mean, how many tours can these wonderful people do over and over? We're talking two tours, three tours. You know, that whole thing, that whole stopgap thing? I mean, that's probably becomes a reality for many more people. And why? Because of the powder keg that we have going on in the Middle East. All right, here's something I wanted to mention on the heels of, should there be a commission? And you have Harry Reid and Obama saying they don't really want the commission, which is smart, because why do you want a commission? Former 9/11 commissioner Slade Gorton said that he didn't think the White House or Congress would, by doing that, that it would serve our best interest by setting up an investigation into the possible use of torture during the Bush years. And what he said was, I am far more concerned about the future than the past. It doesn't make any sense to look back at the issue. I, you know, completely agree. You have to remember, he's a former Republican senator from Washington. He was only one of 10 to sit on that committee, and they had to investigate the terror attacks and what happened and what didn't happen and who did what on September 11, 2001. And as somebody who was there when all that was going on, it just went on forever and ever and ever. And do we want to see that happen? Then this is what it creates. And 9/11 would be a little bit different, obviously, than the use of torture, or was there a use of torture and all that kind of stuff. But what went wrong on 9/11? What happened? Why was our intelligence so wrong? That ruffled a lot of feathers. That created a lot of problems with the widows and widowers. And if you don't want to, you know, totally shut down the criminal investigations. You have a hard time getting anything out of people without giving immunity. And, of course, remember this, a commission can't grant immunity unless it's under their statute. And the bottom line is, and Gorton said it too, and when you hear Jed Babin, he'll say it too, we're going to go back to those memos. Releasing the memos was a huge blunder. And detailing the rationalizations and the interrogation techniques, I mean, the CIA has got to be sick of being thrown under the bus. And I'm going to come back to the same thing I said before. You have to ask yourself, where's that chant? Do we have that chant around? Do you want to start hearing this more and more in the streets? I'm all for diversity. I'm all for the melting pot that we have in the United States. But no joke, do you want to be looking over your shoulder every 5 seconds? Not a fearmonger. Don't think that tomorrow we're going to have tanks marching into the city and soldiers and boots on the ground and all that sort of stuff. But I'm sorry, you know, you look at these situations and you have to wonder, how do you keep the country safe? I mean, honestly, I don't care who's in charge. How do you keep the country safe when you do things like they're doing now to the folks at the CIA? Sure, you have to have oversight. Sure, power corrupts. Sure, there's a lot of idiots in Washington. But at some point, man, you have got to back off. I can't imagine wanting to work for the CIA. Number one, you know, they don't make a lot of money. I know I've already said this. They don't make a lot of money unless you're really in the higher bowels of the organization. And even then, you might make some decent money, but you're not getting rich, rich. So you do this work, and then there's a chance, are you protected? Is this legal? It might not be legal when the new guys come in 8 years from now, and maybe I won't be working here, and maybe I'll be trotted out to testify as to what I did or what information I found or how come I didn't find the information. I mean, it's nasty, ugly. And that's what we saw with the 9/11 commission, absolutely. I mean, we really did. So he's a member of the 9/11 committee. And they, you have to remember, people were furious. The documents that were released then, the whole book that was put together, boy, you want an interesting read? Sit down and read that. I think the people in New York wanted nothing to do with that commission. Wanted to know why. It was just all about why things didn't happen with the CIA, the FBI, the defense, the Department of Defense, the president, the vice president. I mean, you just anywhere, all the way down the line. And what happened was pretty much what the commission revealed was just that people acted in the heat of the moment of following up to 9/11. That's what it was. I vote no commission. I vote that you don't go after the guys who crafted the memos, but I think they will. And then these pictures get released, and now you have Pakistan. Ooh. I really didn't want this show to turn into that, but it dictates it, especially when I found out earlier in the day what was happening in Pakistan. And, of course, people railing on Dick Cheney because he's speaking out about now what he sees as Swiss cheese for defense. Mm. And now there's a report that the torture, quotes, torture or interrogation techniques didn't prevent the Los Angeles terror attack. My, oh, my. Coming up on the flip side, we got to lighten things up a little bit, but you can chime in at any point. What do you think about Pakistan and jumping into that fray? 800-259-5791. We have sports shorts on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hello. Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me? No. The game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl. We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football, tennis, hockey, golf.
The game is starting. Everyone is here. I got my snacks, my friends, and a beer. Just two normal guys hanging out, having fun. Right, guy number two?
Yeah, guy number one.
E to the S to the P to the N. It's all I watch because I'm the man. If my team loses, I'll be mean all night. If you tell me to relax, we'll get in a fight.
Watching sports with girls is a pain. They don't know the rules. There's no time to explain.
Single, double, triple, home run. For the celebration, I'll shoot my gun.
I like my friend. He's a real guy. He's not a loud mouth like that knucklehole Steve.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From Wimbledon to the Astrodome. We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football,
tennis, hockey, golf. Now when I say sports, you say nuts.
Time to throw in a little sports here on America Tonight. We need to grin a little bit. Or get angry, as the song says. I think that's so true. It's just like politics, man. You got your team loses, you're not happy. You want to take your ball and you want to go away. I saw this with my ex-husband, who was a rabid Yankees fan. And if the Yankees lost, he was okay to me, but the other people around him, man, it was like a black cloud was walking right over his head for at least a couple of days. I know. Notice I said ex. I never thought I would be one of those people. I was all about marriage, man. You got to stay in it for the long haul. I'm not going to dog him on the air, but I was just making a statement about, I obviously someone in my life at one point was that guy that fit that description. And everybody knows my background. I've certainly did sports on the Fan in New York, and for Fox, I do stuff for Fox Sports Radio, the network. So to me, it's always intriguing to watch what's happening between the lines or on the hardwoods or on the ice. Hockey's certainly one of my favorite. We got baseball back, so we're diving into it. And this is the deal. Once a night we do it. The Celts over the Bulls, 107-86. Doesn't tell you much about the game other than, I mean, the Celts were dominant when they needed to be dominant. They pulled away right away in the first quarter from what I could see the little bit of the game. And Paul Pierce had the 24 points when he needed to have the points. So Boston leads the series at this point 2-1. Dallas Mavericks ripped apart the Spurs, the final score in that one, in front of a jacked-up crowd at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, 88-67. When Dirk Nowitzki is on, and he was a little bit on, he was in double digits. He had 20 points, and Parker was a little bit off. That's your difference, I think, in the game, or at least one of the differences anyway. So Dallas leads that series 2-1. It's kind of funny. Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks, is on my Facebook, and he'll always say stuff like, I love the way our guys played. Now, the Lakers aren't saying they're loving the way their guys played because they had a chance to pick up yet another game, but the Jazz, in the end, came back. So they win it by a bucket, 88-86. Yeah, that's because our man, Matt Johnson, also a sports fan, absolutely hates Kobe Bryant. Yeah, he does. So here's the scoop. You were watching the final play on that. What happened? Kobe missed a bucket?
Yeah, they drew up a play for him outside top of the, it was top of the three-point line, a couple feet back, got the ball, threw it in the air, did his nice little pose that he always does because he thinks he's the man, and it banked off the rim, and I was loving it.
Isn't that awful? Kobe Bryant goes into those pile of people, just like the half of the politicians that we talk to. He's like the Dick Cheney of basketball. People just either love him, he's the greatest, he's the current day Michael Jordan, or they absolutely hate him. You don't think he's the modern day Michael Jordan?
No.
I think he's one of the top five players in the league. I think LeBron James is amazing, and
yes,
to watch him in person, he is a human highlight every single game. It's amazing what that man can do with a basketball. So if I, for different reasons, if I went through, I could pick positions and say who I thought was the best, but I'd still say no matter how you feel about Kobe Bryant, he's absolutely one of the top five players in the league.
I guess, but
yes,
not in my
little man
top
Johnson.
Five.
Listen to me; he is one of the top five players.
It's so
he
hard
is
for me to come to grips with that. That's like saying, you know, Duke basketball is awesome too, because I hate Duke basketball as well.
You just don't like the winners; you like the underdog.
Yeah, I guess so. For the most part, I like the Patriots until they won their second Super Bowl.
I like the Patriots until they cheated, and then I was like, yeah, Bill Belichick,
too,
I'm sorry. And you talk to other football players, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't care if they say, well, we still had the players, which they did, but they also had some patterns from some of the videotape, and you can't tell me they didn't have anything from Spygate, so give me a break. Hey, the Flyers, this was sweet for me. The Flyers shut down the Penguins 3-0. Pittsburgh, of course, leads the series 3-2, and I'll tell you, the Penguins are pretty tough, so this was a big win for Philly, and it was in Pittsburgh, no less. So a huge pickup for my boys. The Red Wings, the team that I think prevails in the West, of course, prevailing. 4-0, yeah, bye-bye, Blue Jackets. 6-5 was the final score in that one. Not even worth giving any details on that game. They were just dominant, and, you know, more dominant. New Jersey and the Hurricanes playing. I don't know much about Carolina, I have to admit. I used to keep up pretty good with them. But the Devils, with the tight game, won nothing. So Jersey leads that series 3-2. And then this is odd because a lot of people thought the Sharks really had the in, especially if you looked at the way they played during the season. But it was a no-go. The Ducks in Anaheim shut out the Sharks 4-0. And Anaheim leads that series 3-1. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the name. It's because of the crazy, crappy movies they made about the Ducks or something. But I'm not a big Ducks fan. And I wouldn't have predicted that going into this. If I were asked to make a pick on it, I absolutely wouldn't have picked the Ducks. I might have said that, you know, that it could have been a decent series to watch because now they have kind of a rivalry going. But I wouldn't have picked them to win it, and I think they are going to win it, and bye-bye San Jose. Other things happening in the world of sports that might be interesting to some of you listening saying, why is she talking about sports? I want to hear more about Pakistan. Tell us more about the interrogation and the photos that they're going to release at the end of May. We have been, and we will continue to do that, but this is Sports Shorts. So here's the scoop. I just told you the Wings eliminated the Blue Jackets, obviously. That's it for hockey. We'll see what happens in some of those series that are pretty tight. But some side notes to things going on in sports that are worth mentioning. And the one that I said I think that would be of interest to anybody who's not even a sports fan is the 21 polo horses. Man, do you want to talk about, and I'm going to say this was the blunder of the week, certainly in sports. An official at the Florida pharmacy, where apparently they incorrectly prepared a supplement that was given to 21 polo horses that died over the weekend while they were getting ready to play in a championship match. That's what happened. That's what the guy at the pharmacy said. Hey, we incorrectly mixed the dosage. Matt, what do you think of this? We should almost put them in the dungeon. Do we have the dungeon ready? Is the dungeon around?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, I had to do it. I mean, that is harsh, I know, because it was accidental. But hello, you're putting them into, you're giving the horses this stuff. You've got to play along. You've got to follow along. And what happened was the strength of one of the ingredients in the medication was incorrect. Don't know what the ingredient was. I'd be curious about that. So, of course, the pharmacy, they're cooperating with an investigation. They have to with the FDA because it was so shocking. You had 21 horses, treating 21 horses. So here they were from this Venezuelan polo team. They just crumpled to literally fell to the ground right before people's eyes, right before the match was supposed to start. You had the, think about it, you have the upper crust crowd there, the well-heeled spectators, as they say, at the International Polo Club there in Palm Beach, and they're ready to watch this, and all of a sudden, one by one, the horses go. I've never heard anything like it. I mean, just sickening, horrible. The horses treated with it became sick and died within 3 hours. Of course, the ones that weren't are healthy and normal. But, boy, I think that's one of the tragedies of the week. What a blunder. I cannot believe they had no idea what they were putting into the supplement that they were giving them. It was cruel, absolutely cruel. But it was, again, was an accident. So my heart certainly goes out to those 21 horses who suffered and died a terrible death. They absolutely deserved much better.
See you soon.
Idiots.
Huh?
It's for you.